Hey guys, this is Horror Fan, and welcome back to my podcast on Anchor. I miss you guys. I'm back again after vacation. I was with my mom at Missouri, so now I'm back, of course. I'm going to do a horror recap of David Parker Ray, if you guys heard of him. If you guys ever heard of him, great. For those of you who never heard of him, David Parker Ray, born November 6, 1939, died in May 28, 2002, 20 years ago, also known as the Toy Box Killer. He was an American kidnapper, torturer, rapist, and suspected serial killer. Though no bodies were found, Ray was accused by his accomplices of killing several women and was suspected by the police to have murdered as many as 60 women from Arizona and New Mexico while living in Elephant Butte, approximately 7 miles north of Truth or Consequences. It's a city in New Mexico in the county seat of Sierra County. So yeah, Ray some proved a semi-trailer which he called his toy box and equipped it with items used for sexual torture. He would kidnap between 5 and 6 women a year, holding each of them captive for around 3 to 4 months. During this period, he would sexually abuse his victims, sometimes involving his dog, what the hell, or his wife, who participated willingly in her husband's crimes and often tortured them with surgical instruments. Then Ray would drug them with barbaric traits in an attempt to erase their memories of what happened before abandoning them by the side of the road. He was convicted of kidnapping and torture in 2001, for which he received a lengthy sentence, but he was never convicted of murder, even though his accomplices accused him of being a serial killer. He died of a heart attack about 1 year after his convictions in two cases, the second of which resulted in a plea deal. So he was born in Belen, New Mexico, U.S., died at Lea County Correctional Facility in Hobbs, New Mexico, U.S. People called him the Toy Box Killer. He had two children. His criminal penalty, 224 years imprisonment. Victim, 0 murder convictions, more than 60 murders suspected, 3 torture and survived. Span of crimes, he did this since 1957 through March 22, 1999. Like, whoa. He did this in New Mexico, Arizona. He was finally apprehended on March 22, 1999. Before I get on to a horror talk of David Parker Ray, or aka the Toy Box Killer, don't forget to follow me on Anchor and Spotify. Let's get on to the horror talk. Biography. So during his childhood, David Parker Ray and his younger sister Peggy lived with their disciplinarian grandfather. He was sporadically visited by his violent alcoholic father, who would supply him with magazines depicting sadomasochistic pornography. Betrayal of sexual subject matter for the exclusive purpose of sexual arousal. So his father was a very crazy. His grandfather was disciplinarian. That's interesting. At Mountain Hair High School in Mountain Hair, New Mexico, he was bullied by his peers for his shyness around girls. Ray's sexual fantasies of raping, torturing, and even murdering women developed during his teenage years. Around this time, his sister discovered his sadomasochistic drawings as well as pornographic photographs of bondage acts. Bondage acts, you say? After completing high school, Ray received an honorable discharge from the United States Army, where his service included work as a general mechanic. Ray was divorced 4 times and had 2 children, including his accomplice, daughter Jessie Ray, but born as Glenda Jean Ray. Crimes. So Ray sexually tortured and presumably killed his victims using whips, chains, pulleys, straps, clamps, leg spreader bars, surgical blades, electric shock machines, and saws. It is thought that he terrorized many women with these tools for many years with the help of accomplices, some of whom are alleged to have been several of the women he was dating. Inside the torture room, along with numerous sex toys, torture implements, syringes, and detailed diagrams showing ways of inflicting pain, there was a homemade electrical generator which was used for torture. A mirror was mounted in the ceiling above the obstetric table to which he strapped his victims. Ray also put his victims in wooden contraptions to bend them over and immobilize them while he had his dogs and sometimes or other friends rape them. What the fuck? He had his dogs rape the victims. What the actual fuck? Allah, okay. That means, oh my god, sorry. He has been said to have wanted his victims to see everything he was doing to them. Ray often had an audio tape recording of his voice played for his victims whenever they regained consciousness. Arrest and investigation. So Ray posed as an undercover police officer and approached Cynthia Vigil in the parking lot. He told her that she was under arrest for solicitation of prostitution and handcuffed her. He put her in his trailer and took her to Elephant Butte. After 3 days of captivity, Vigil escaped from the trailer at Elephant Butte on March 22, 1999. Oh, to escape, she waited until Ray had gone to work and then unlocked her chains. Ray's accomplice, Cindy Hendy, had left the keys on a nearby table before going to another room to speak to someone on the telephone. After Vigil got the keys, Hendy noticed Vigil's attempt to escape and a fight ensued. During the struggle, Hendy broke a lamp on the survivor's head, but Vigil unlocked her chains and stabbed Hendy in the neck with an ice pick. Good job. Hendy fell to the floor and Vigil escaped. She fled while wearing only an iron slave collar and padlock chains? Yeah, I think she was probably naked or something. She ran down the road seeking help, which she got from a nearby homeowner who took her in, comforted her, and called the police. Thank God. Her escape led officials to the trailer and instigated the capture of Ray and his accomplices. Police stopped Ray and Hendy, and Ray was taken to jail. After the publicity surrounding the arrest, another victim, Angelica Montano, came forward. She told a similar story and said that she had reported the incident to the police, but there had been no follow-up. Ray had a video of another victim, Kelly Garrett, also called Kelly Van Cleef, which dated from 1986. Garrett ultimately was found in Colorado alive. The police identified a tattoo on her ankle. She later testified that she got in a fight with her husband and decided to spend the night playing pool with friends. On July 24, 1996, Ray's daughter, Jessie, who knew Garrett, took her to the Blue Water Saloon in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and drank the beer she was drinking. So, his own daughter was a freaking accomplice. What the actual hell? Garrett had walked to the parking lot when she suffered a blow from behind, which knocked her unconscious. I think Jesse knocked her unconscious. Ray took her to his trailer and attached a dog collar and leash to her neck. Garrett awoke but blacked out several times during 2 days of torture and drugging. During this time, Ray noticed that she was breathing and slashed her throat open. Whoa. Thinking that he had killed her, Ray dumped her beside a road near Caballo. She was later treated for her injuries at a local clinic. Neither her husband nor the police believed her story. Seriously? Wow. Her husband believed she had been cheating on him the night she was attacked. He sued for divorce, and Garrett moved to Colorado. She was later interviewed on Cold Case Files about her ordeal. I hate, like nobody wants to believe the victims. I mean, it makes no freaking sense. Like, are they that high, or they don't want to do their jobs? Ridiculous. Or I hate them. I hate that crap. Ridiculous. Kelly Garrett, is she still alive? Let me see. Let's see if I could video, like, Cold Case Files. It's a reality legal, that's A&E, obviously, what do you freaking do? Doi, sorry about that. Cold Case Kelly, no, you dumb. Kelly who? Sorry about that. Kelly Garrett. Oh, yeah, that's her. Torture Survivor Speaks Out. Oh, man. Oof, boy. Is it me? Or why does David Parker Ray look like Charles Bronson, the actor? What the fuck? That's really weird, but sure, why not? Two other accomplices were uncovered by the investigation, Jesse Ray's daughter and Dennis Yancey. Yancey admitted to strangling his former girlfriend, Marie Parker, after Ray had kidnapped and tortured her. Yancey was convicted of second-degree murder and of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and was sentenced to 2 15-year prison terms. After that murder, Ray allegedly admitted to having had an accomplice named Billy Bowers and a previous business partner whom Ray also murdered. The Federal Bureau of Investigation sent 100 agents to examine Ray's property and surroundings, but no identifiable human remains were found. To prevent women from reporting the crimes, Ray had drugged them with agents to induce amnesia. He made a tape recording of himself telling one woman, that the drugs were, quote, sodium pentothal and phenobarbital, end quote. One woman remained uncertain that her recollections of the abuse were anything but nightmares until she was contacted by the FBI. After questioning, she came to remember her mistreatment in increasing detail. Now the trials, so a decision was made to try the cases involving Ray's attacks in three trials, one for his acts against Vigil, one for those against Montano, and one for those against Garrett. Trial 1 resulted in a mistrial and retrial with a conviction in the retrial on all 12 counts. Montano, however, died before trial 2 and there was no conviction. In trial 3, maybe, Ray agreed to a plea bargain in which he was sentenced in 2001 to 224 years in prison for numerous offenses in the abduction and sexual torture of three young women at his Elephant Butte Lake home. Ray's daughter, Jessie, also was tried on charges of kidnapping. She was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison with additional 5 years to be served on probation. Oh, okay. In 1999, accomplice Dennis Roy Yancey, he was 27, was convicted of the strangulation murder of Marie Parker, Elephant Butte, which Ray recorded. Yancey was also charged with kidnapping, two counts of conspiracy to commit a crime, and tampering with evidence. He was sentenced to 30 years. In 2010, Yancey was paroled after serving 11 years in prison, but the release was delayed by difficulties in negotiating a plan for residence. 3 months after his release in 2011, Yancey was charged with violating his parole. He was remanded to custody, where he remained until 2021, serving the rest of his original sentence. Is he still alive, or is he dead, or I'm not freaking sure. In 2000, Cindy Hendy, an accomplice who testified against Ray, received a sentence of 36 years for her role in the crimes. She was scheduled to receive parole in 2017, 5 years ago. She was released on July 15, 2019, after serving the 2 years of her parole in prison. On May 28, 2002, 20 years ago, Ray was taken to the Lee County Correctional Facility in Hobbs, in New Mexico, to be questioned by state police. But he died of a heart attack before the interrogation took place. He was 62 years old. There are interviews of him, of course, so that's great.
More than 10 years ago, KLB Eyewitness News 4 scored an exclusive interview with David Parker Ray just a week after he was convicted on rape and kidnapping charges.
I feel raped.
On that day, Ray admitted to us he had been involved with women but denied committing any crimes.
He enjoyed it.
Has he ever tortured anyone?
No.
Did he kidnap anyone?
No.
So did Ray ever do anything against the wishes of a sex partner?
No. I get my excitement from making a woman happy. My trailer had numerous sex toys in it of different types, all different fetishes. I got pleasure out of the woman getting pleasure. I did what they wanted me to do.
David Parker Ray died in prison in 2002. KLB Eyewitness News 4 will be at Elephant Butte tomorrow as authorities search for evidence of David Parker Ray's victims. If they find anything significant, we'll of course let you know about it.
Another video, evidence of toy box killers killing elusive. What?
They think he may have killed dozens and dozens of women. But for 15 years, investigators have failed to find a single body. Now, the state cop who was in charge of unraveling David Parker Ray's chilling past is speaking out, explaining why his past may stay buried forever. News 13's Alex Goldsmith has the story.
He was a predator, and he was a very good one, a very intelligent one.
Dozens of women were taken into David Parker Ray's toy box, a trailer turned torture chamber in Truth or Consequences.
You will probably scream a lot, and that is exactly what I want you to do.
Ray tracked those kidnappings in his diary, but what wasn't written was what happened after he sexually tortured them. When Ray died in 2002 and took that knowledge to his grave, it left investigators searching for answers.
We're convinced that there are remains. It's just a matter of locating them.
Rich Leibesser handled the Ray case for New Mexico State Police. He now teaches criminology at New Mexico State. Leibesser still believes at least some of those bodies were dumped in Elephant Butte Lake.
David was very familiar with that lake, and he worked as a mechanic for the state parks. He also had made comments in the past that we know about the best way to dispose of a human body in a body of water such as Elephant Butte Lake.
Investigators have combed the lake over the years, but haven't had any luck. Leibesser says Ray may have made the bodies nearly impossible to find.
Cover them with chicken wire or barbed wire, weight them with cinder blocks or other heavy weights, and sink them to the bottom in the deepest part of the lake.
Evidence of horrific crimes that may be gone for good. Alex Goldsmith, KRQE, News 13.
State police did find bone fragments from a human leg 3 years ago in part of Elephant Butte that used to be underwater. But the medical examiner could not identify it. Police think Ray targeted women who would not be missed, kidnapping them while on road trips to Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and Phoenix. Officers are on alert.
Suspected killer David Parker Ray's girlfriend readies for release. This was in 2017. I think that was where she was going to be released for parole, but she didn't get out until 2 years later in 2019.
You will probably scream a lot, and that is exactly what I want you to do. It's what turns me on.
It's a scene people in Elephant Butte will never forget.
Unbelievable. It was just crazy.
We were shocked.
The shock only grew as David Parker Ray's tales of torture and murder emerged, along with the secrets of what he called his toy box, a trailer filled with surgical tools, video cameras, even a gynecological chair wired to shock his victims. Darren White was the secretary of the Department of Public Safety at the time.
It didn't take long for everyone to know that we were dealing with perhaps one of the most sick and twisted people in New Mexico history.
It all came to light in 1999 when a woman wearing only a steel collar around her neck with a chain escaped.
She ran down to the next house down here, and they called the police.
State Police Investigator Norman Rhodes took us to what's left of Ray's place.
I think the best way to get out there.
Just around the corner from the lake, the property is for sale.
The chamber was parked kind of where that propane tank is in that area.
Though Ray talked about burying bodies, he was not a convicted killer. Before dying of a heart attack in 2002, he was convicted of kidnapping and sexually torturing women, just like his lesser-known accomplice and girlfriend, Cindy Hindy.
Were you involved in any way?
No. Kind of? Yeah.
Sergeant.
After taking a plea deal on charges of kidnapping and rape for her role in what happened here at Ray's Elephant Butte home, Hendy was sentenced in 2000 to 36 years behind bars.
She was just as much responsible for what took place in Elephant Butte than David Parker Ray.
Hendy's plea deal came 3 months before a new law went into effect requiring violent criminals to serve at least 85% of their sentence, even with good time. With good behavior under the old rules, Hendy only has to spend about 18 years behind bars. That time...
Oh, that's Cynthia Hendy. Oh, wow. Holy crap.
...is up. The parole board says Hendy only has to submit a plan for where she'll live after release. Once they check it out and approve it, she'll be out on parole for 2 years.
I wish she would spend the rest of her life in prison.
Questions linger about how much she knows of unsolved murders. Ray told her he killed at least 40 women, claims that sent crews searching for bodies over the years. In court documents, Hendy wrote she'd been drinking one morning when Ray showed her where he buried three women.
Do you think that she does have information that could help investigators?
I think she gave us everything she knew.
Rhodes says for a chance at less prison time, Hendy went with him to point out burial sites.
He never, that we know of, took her to a place and said, right there is a victim that's buried. It's always like, yeah, out over there. And we went out and searched the area. We spent a lot of time, but it's a needle in a haystack.
Do you think it will ever be solved?
No, I don't think so. Just a big case with a lot of questions and very little answers.
A lot of questions that still haunt this quiet community. On special assignment, Lizay Mitri, KRQE News 13.
Now the torture survivor speaks out.
Good evening. She survived 3 days of torture in Ray's House of Horror.
Now she is speaking publicly about her brush with death to inspire other Ray victims to come forward. Here's News 13's Amanda Goodman. Cynthia Vigil Jaramillo says what she heard in David Parker Ray's torture chamber makes her believe there are other victims out there.
That scared me to death, what I went through.
And for a while, it scared her into silence. But now, Cynthia Vigil Jaramillo, the woman who escaped David Parker Ray's torture trailer in chains more than a decade ago, is breaking her silence.
It's been very hard and very nerve-wracking.
Ray and his girlfriend picked her up on Central near Knob Hill in 1999 for sex. Once they got her in their trailer, she knew she was in trouble.
He put his handcuffs on me. And he had me in his trailer, and he drove me to Elton Butte.
She was held here in this trailer home that Ray called his toy box for 3 days. And during horrific acts, she still has a hard time talking about to this day.
Did a lot of sick stuff.
According to Vigil Jaramillo, Ray and his girlfriend Cindy Hendy also did a lot of talking, leading her to believe she was not the only torture victim.
One time she said that she would kill me like others had been if he got off on me. And at one time he said that Daisy was okay, so I would.
Investigators suspect Ray may have killed as many as 40 women, but so far, no bodies have ever been found. Vigil Jaramillo was able to break free while Ray was at work by stealing a key to the lock on her chains and stabbing Hendy with an ice pick. Her escape led to their arrests. Ray died in prison in 2002 and took his evil secrets with him. Vigil Jaramillo hopes by sharing her story, some of those secrets will be unearthed.
Please, you guys come forward. This man was a very sick man, and these families need the closure.
Now today, Vigil Jaramillo is 33 and a devoted mother to her three young boys. She still lives in Albuquerque. Diane?
Okay, Amanda, the FBI released...
Wow, 33, she's so young. Oh my God. Well, thank God she's still alive, and she's a strong, strong woman. And, but yeah, that was the end of the horror talk of David Parker Ray. So yeah, I'll see you guys next time for the new episode of my horror podcast. Have a good day and stay safe. A horror talk podcast. Have a good day and stay safe. Bye.